Penguin Random House Audio presents Heirs of the Founders, the epic rivalry of Henry Clay, John Calhoun, and Daniel Webster, the second generation of American giants. By H.W. Brands. Read for you by Eric Martin. Prologue. January 1850. The marvelous news from the West was the last thing Henry Clay had wanted to hear. Gold. Gold in California. It set the pulse of America racing. It sent 100,000 brave souls to that far-off land to make their fortunes. It hastened the day when the institutions of American democracy, and not merely the American flag, would be planted on the Pacific shore. And it meant that Henry Clay, aging, ailing Henry Clay, must leave Ashland, his home and refuge at Lexington, Kentucky, and once more make the long journey to Washington. 5 years he had been at home. 5 years he had sought and eventually found solace from ambition definitively frustrated. He would never be president. The White House would never be more than a place for him to visit. No one had come closer to its portal more often than he. No one had a better claim to the knowledge, temperament, and character required of its residence. But the American people were fickle and easily swayed, and at the crucial moments they had turned from him to others. He had learned to accept his fate. A statesman did what he could in his country's service, not what he would. And it was for his country that he felt so dispirited by the news from California.